Your Worship, Mayor Elaine Manzer of the town of Peace River, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, Your Worship, just get your comments on how you think the voter turnout was in Peace River and area.
Well, in Peace River, I think it was fairly compatible with the 2017 numbers. I'm not so much sure about our three surrounding partners as to how their voting compares year to year sort of thing. But yeah, I was pleased with the voting turnout, and actually I was pleased with the number of candidates we had. First of all, it brings to light different ideas about where our town should go, and also, frankly, some of the angst with respect to different town things. But at least it's we're able to participate in that democratic election process, and I think we don't celebrate that enough, that that is where we live and what we can do. Other countries really don't have that, so, yeah.
Your Worship, now that the new council will be sworn in, from what I understand, on Monday, but when the new council does get sworn in, what do you think are the biggest priorities heading into this term?
Well, we get sworn in on November 1st, so first day of November, and there we go for 4 years. So we're going to have to be working on a strategic plan for those next 4 years, which needs to bring together the different priorities of the councillors and some of the general priorities that are always underlying town operations and decisions. And that's it's a strategic plan that you know, we need to put some good thought into and bring new elements into it, as well as have a way of looking at the strategic plan at various times over the course of our term and say, are we moving forward on these? Have we done them? Revise them if necessary. But part of that strategic plan, I think we have a diverse set of councillors that can bring different elements into that discussion and, you know, prioritize different aspects of what they think the town needs over those 4 years. We, as a town, are one of the big budget items, or one of the big items will be the budget, and we all realize that Peace River has very limited revenue streams, but very big community and infrastructure needs. So, you know, we're a center for government, for education, medical. We serve many of the recreation and other needs or social needs of both Peace River and our surrounding municipalities. So the budget, you know, it does to a certain extent drive elements of the strategic plan, but if we have a priority, say, to develop more tourism aspects within our town, then we need to have the budget items kind of coordinate with that. Do we need to do something infrastructure-wise, some programming that both attracts, you know, local tourists as well as people from afar to our area and make it something that they want to visit? You know, we are located where we are, mm-hmm. but we need to also celebrate the fact that we are a small town, but we have many amenities that other small towns don't have, including our geography, which is both a hindrance and a positive. You know, we've all had a beautiful fall experience, but on the other hand, we don't realize that the pipes have to run from one far end of town to the other far end of town. Mm-hmm. They're all getting older and whatever. Our budget, we are facing decreasing revenue from the province. They decreased their grants in lieu for all provincial properties. So, you know, it's nice to have the government facilities, education, medical facilities, but in another town, if those were private businesses, we would be gaining tax revenue from them. And we gain a bit from this grant in lieu, but it's decreased over time, and it doesn't look like it's going to turn around and go upwards. So we need to deal with that. We face decreased revenue from fines for policing and stuff like that. Grants are harder to access. So part of our strategy will be to continue to look to our neighbors, which are, you know, County Northern Sunrise, Northern Lights, and the MD of Peace as partners to pay for these regional assets, which are good for both the residents and good for visitors to the town. these assets, we need them to remain accessible to both our residents and businesses from all of our area. If you have a business in one of the surrounding municipalities, their employees are using town town assets, I guess. So we would continue to really have good discussions with our partners there to say, well, you know, we want this for our area. It has to be paid for somehow. And Peace River, we know the situation we're in with respect to taxes and revenues. So that strategic plan and the budget and all elements that go into those two things are really important for us to have good discussions with over the next while. I think part our new council over the next 2 months, I would expect that the council will be holding some type of town hall meetings with different interest groups. And with COVID, not quite sure what kind of town hall meetings, but and the interest groups I'm talking about are, you know, are ordinary residents, Chamber of Commerce, business owners, and others, just to keep the lines of communication open. I think maybe in the past we haven't been so good at letting people know how they can communicate with the town in some aspects, or maybe our time frame for communication hasn't been the same with somebody who has an issue they want dealt with now, and the town timeline is to deal with it in a month or so. You know, things like that. So we need to really look at that and become a little more open and look at our processes that way.
Your Worship, you did. Sorry to interrupt, Your Worship. You did mention a little bit about the other jurisdictions. How important is it going to be networking with the other jurisdictions and also the province of Alberta for the next 4 years?
Well, it's vitally important, frankly. We have, you know, it's easy to talk about recreational assets that all of our surrounding municipalities' residents have access to. Well, we need to maintain those, and we don't want to get into a situation where the taxpayer of the town of Peace River is paying for it all. We are going to have some probably hard discussions as part of our ongoing intermunicipal collaboration framework discussions to figure out just, okay, how is the best way to have these facilities, to have these amenities, to pay for them, and yet the town of Peace River taxpayer cannot do it all. So it's vitally important that they continue, that, you know, and they are contributing right now, but that they also take that as one of their focuses to have these things available for their residents as well as their businesses that all operate at some point in time through the town of Peace River for the most part.
Is council looking forward to the next 4 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been on council for two terms, and it's always exciting to get new viewpoints and new personalities into the mix, and everybody brings forth their best efforts. They're all there to do the best for the town, and sometimes we get our eyes opened by somebody's, you know, view that is slightly different than what we thought the view should be, and that's all to the good, actually. You take what you have in front of you and you build on it. You know, you combine somebody's interest in something with somebody else's, and you come up with perhaps a new plan that is more effective, efficient, and best suited to the needs of the town together.
Your Worship, Elaine Manzer of the town of Peace River, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Keith, and look forward to talking to you in the future.